Okay, where are we up to? What have we been discussing? Just again, with these major sugyos, you don't want to just come in and get lost. We saw the first year was how to stage the negichos. Can the negichos be condensed or do they have to occur over time? And that led us to the following model. Is muad, a process by which the animal becomes accustomed to being violent. Oh, she mitragel liot. We're trying to create a status. It's a formal status that we're imposing upon the animal because we have to create some status. We don't really know what the status is, but we use the term shei mazik if it's considered a mazik. Maybe we'll think about that a little bit more today. We followed up that question, begadol, giving you a broad scale of the sugya. We followed up that question with the strange shita, shita muzara shel yudei gavra. Yudei tira muvan. Shashor nogeach shalosh pamim, o betoch yom echad, o betoch shlosha yamim, habal nizhar, yesh lecha shor agresivi, hu yoter poshev, v'mishalem nezak shalem. Why in the world would you need yudei gavra? So first of all, we have to define what yudei gavra means. Yudei gavra could just mean you have to stage the warnings. Why would you stage the warnings? It's because it's hard for the baal to really absorb the fact that the shor is aggressive unless it happens in a staged way. However, we saw that at least according to Rashi, this yudei gavra wasn't even an option for Rameh. It was only an option within Rabbi Huda, that Rabbi Huda needs 3 days, not only to disperse the negichos, but to disperse the hasros, which made us think that the actual hasra is part of changing the animal into a shame mazik, not the person. Yudei gavra doesn't mean the person. It just means you have to spread the 3 hasaros over 3 days, just like you spread the 3 negichos. Basof reino shita miyuchedes shal balei ha-telsfot shal telsfot rabbeinu peretz v'ulai ha-rambam shakavana sheyudei gavra zeh bemet yudei gavra sheani mishanet chalot shel adam v'mashu acher v'az ani tzerech shehu yavo v'hu yeh adam shalav ani mechil et ha-shinoi. Now we're moving, and we started this day before, but this is like the third sugya, and then later today we'll have the fourth sugya. So far we've dealt with basically 4 sugyos. How do you schedule the negichos? Yudei tira, yudei gavra, the role of Beis Din and Edim, which we started last year and we're going to complete this year. And then Emir Hashem today at the end of Seder, Reb Papa and Reb Zvid. I don't know how much we'll get to in the entire Gemara and Daf Lamed Zayin, but there's a lot there. But basically we will have covered 4 foundations of Mor. Reb Meir, Reb Yehuda, and everything that comes from that, Rabbi Yoshim Ben Gamliel, Yudei Gavra, Yudei Tira, Beis Din and Edim, and Mord Lamino, Havi Mord Le She'eno Mino. Machlok is a Papa and Nibzit. So Nachar Yom Nasok Be'edot. Kamuvan, Kvar Itchalno Te'edot. Let's take a few steps back just to give everyone the perspective of where we are, not just to say a Hakir and throw it out in the air. Hagemara Omeret B'daf Chaf Dalet Amin Aleph. Let's start from the very beginning, and then I'll review what we discussed, and then we'll move forward very quickly. Gemara Omeret, Ein Hashor Nasimud, Ad She'idu Bo, Bifnei Bailim, U'Bifnei Beisdin. So the big question is, of course, anytime you want to prove something, you need Beisdin. Why is the Gemara specifying the need for Edim and Beisdin here? Natan, I only pay you money if you say, I owe you money if there's Edim and Beisdin. Dovi, I only get killed if I'm a Chal Shabbos that are testified about by Edim and Beisdin. Why is the Gemara Bava Kama banging its fist on the table and saying, for more to happen, you need Edim and Beisdin? So the Pasha, the reason is because, unlike everything else, here, Beisdin plays 2 roles. Number one, Avi, for us to determine the status of the animal. Now, when I say status, I don't mean chaloshem, I mean 100, tam, more, whatever it is. 2 is, Ari, because you come into Beisdin, and if you're not told about it in Beisdin, then you're not properly warned. And if you're not properly warned, your animal's aggressive. You don't know your animal's aggressive. You're not more of a pusher for letting it damage. So the fact that Gemara says, Ein hashor nasemot ashe idubo bifnei bailim bifnei beisdin, that just means that as opposed to Alex's normal edus, where we need edim to determine what happened, obviously, here we need edim and we need you to be there, which we always do, but we need you to be there to hear the warnings and to properly assimilate it. Whether we hold you, the Torah could be 1 warning at the end of the 3 negichos, or you, the gavra, it's got to be 3 warnings that are interlaced, that are staged. But we need you to be there and base it and hear people saying, your animal damaged, oh my goodness, oh my gosh, I better be careful with my animal. If that happens 3 times, evidently you assimilated the information, and the fact that you were derelict makes you a super poshe. That would be the pashtus. We developed at the end of yesterday's share, at the end of Tuesday's share, a different possibility. Being that the process of muad v'huad b'v'alav is to create a chaloshein change, presumably in the animal, but maybe even in the person. So the role of the eidos in Beis Din is not just to provide testimony and not just to give him a warning, but in order for Beis Din and the eidim to actively pronounce the shem muad, the mechanism for changing the chaloshein, the mechanism for changing a woman's status is giving her money. The mechanism for changing a married woman's status is giving her a get. The mechanism for making something hektish and changing his status is being makdish. The mechanism for creating shem muad on the animal is a pronouncement of Edim in Beis Din telling the world, and certainly this person, that the animal has done damage. That was the second approach. Namely, why do we need eidos for Beis Din? And obviously it can't just be for Beirur, right? Because you need that for everything. The Gemara won't be specifying for Mord you have to come to Beis Din. For everything you have to come to Beis Din with Eidim. So what makes Mord unique? One reason is it's Hasra. The guy has to be warned, so he has to be in Beis Din to hear the warnings. And presumably, Aaron, if you catch him outside and it's not Eidim in Beis Din, say, by the way, you're animal damage, he like laughs it off. But when you take him to Beis Din and it's formal and they're processing the Eidros and it's Mechubedik Eidim and they go through the process, you take it more seriously. Or is the whole apparatus of Eidros and Beis Din not just to issue a warning, but to create a chaloshein change, to change the status of from the animal, from a tam, to a mord, because that's what it takes to be a mord. So we looked at the following issue so far. We looked at the question of the presence of the Baal Din. Why do we need the Baal Din to be there? After all, it's a normal halacha, that the Baal Din has to be in Beis Din to receive the Eidos. So we saw a machlokas between Rashi and Tosfos and Bava Basra. Lafi Rashi, lama tzuchim et ha-Baal Din dafke b'mord? Mishu zecher, lama tzuchim et ha-Baal Din b'mord? Kedei? 3 days ago. Kedei? Shehu yachol lashiv tanod v'lachzor tanod, that he can answer the claims and maybe find solutions and bring other eidim. Namely, it's technical and it's also universal. The same reason we need the person to be in Beis Din during Eidos in general, we need the person to be in Beis Din during Eidos when it comes to Shur Mord. For logistical reasons, and logistical reasons that would apply across the board. Whereas Tosfos and Bava Basra said it's a gezeiras hakasev, which makes it sound like the need for the person to be in Beis Din when the eidos is received about the mord is not the general issue in order for him to carry out the conversation and the litigation, to respond to the accusations. He has to be in Beis Din for undetermined gezeiras hakasev. Tosfos doesn't say why, but it's a unique halacha. Presence of Baal in Beis Din is a unique halacha for mord that doesn't apply to other places. You may have Noam in other places, the logistical reason. If I say you owe me money, you're Machal Shabbos, you have to be in Beis Din. But here by Moor, there's a specific reason that the Baal Dover has to be in Beis Din, because we are changing the status of the animal, and therefore someone representing the animal has to be there for that status change to occur. Which Rishon punctuated this? That when it comes to the Baal Din being in Beis Din, the standards are more strict when it comes to Moor than when it comes to normal. Normally, when it comes to Baal Din, Mifnei Beis Din, we can relax the standards. If he's sick, the Eidim are sick, whatever. When it comes to Shur Mord, no ifs, ands, or buts. You have to be in Beis Din. So that's the first thing we took a look at on Tuesday Shir. What role do Eidim and Beis Din play in the process of Mord? Why would the Gemara even specify it? Of course you need Eidim and Beis Din. That's the default of all of Shas. Evidently, Beis Din plays an additional role. Eidim and Beis Din plays an additional role by Shur Mord. Is the additional role just to make the warning serious? Guy comes to you on the street and says, you're animal gorg, yeah. What are you playing a joke on me? You're just trying to rile me. But in Beis Din, the Eidim come in and say, hey, so you're going to take it more seriously. Or this halacha and the strictness of this halacha is indicative of there being a chalos, shame, status change that requires Beis Din and Eidim to create that change. Today, we're going to take a look at the following three or four questions. Question number one, which is really number two. What happens if the guy himself comes to Beis Din in his moda? If he comes and he says, my animal gored, my animal gored, my animal gored. So there he's taking it seriously. He's not just meeting a guy on the street, but on the other hand, you don't have Eidim, you don't have Beis Din, maybe we discount the Hodah because Palganitzka Knasa, and maybe we discount any Hodah for Knas. Or maybe we'll see that if a guy comes to Beis Din in his moda without Eidim, especially if we can validate the Hodah, maybe that's enough. Because after all, the only reason we need Eidim is to warn him. He's coming himself. He's saying to Beis Din, he's offering testimony. Of course he takes it seriously. But if we need a chalos shame change, it may be only with Eidim and Beis Din. For Eidim to come, pronounce the Eidos, indict the Shor, and the Shor animal change. The second question today we're going to discuss, which is really the third question on our table, is why can't the muad process take place in Bavel? Rava's famous statement. Rava's famous statement on Daf Pei Daled Amud Beis, ein muad b'Bavel. Guys, ignore it. Just really mental toughness, mental focus. He has needed, it's so important. Just ignore your surroundings. They do their job, we do our job, we're learning. Not bare. They're raising money for you guys to be able to have schnitzel for lunch. If they don't raise money, this issue doesn't continue. So they're doing Avodas HaKodesh. You're doing Avodas HaKodesh. It's not gross or lowly. This is what it takes to raise money. Okay, we're learning. They're doing their thing. No one's going to ham it up for the camera. Just focus on the learning. Let them come in, take pictures. Not an issue, okay? Okay. Why can't there be Hadah and Bavel? We'll see what Rashi says, and we'll see what Reb Chaim said to one of his Talmidim. The fourth question we'll take a look at today, or the third question, but the fourth question on our table is, do you actually need any negichos that Beis Din and Edim talk about, or only negichos that end up in a paid indictment, an indictment with a pay? Tell us some Chav Daled, and this maybe will help us break apart Edim and Beis Din. I'll give you a little bit of a brisker chakira at the end, but we'll see how to trace it. Okay, that will conclude the third pillar of our conversation. Pillar one, Rebbe Yehuda Shem Rashbi. Pillar number two, Yehuda Gavri Rebasa. Pillar number three, Beis Din and Edim. Those are the three pillars that appear on Chav Daled, more or less. Pillar number four is just the pillar of Daf Lamed Zayin, which we'll talk about probably at 12 o'clock towards the end of Seder. Okay, just to give you perspective, we're not going to discuss Chazara. When I say Chazara, I mean how do you undo the Shein Muad? We just ran out of time, but obviously this is not more important, but sequentially more logical. How do you become a Muad? So first, let's exhaust that conversation. And then at the end of the conversation, how do you transform back from a Muad to a Tam? Okay, it's interesting. It's going to comment on it, but it's sequentially less, even though it appears in our Gemara. I chose to skip it because I'd rather you see these four pillars of how to become a Muad. Okay? Kapish? Okay. HaGemara B'daf Mem Aleph Mem Aleph. Bar Navar L'Gemara B'daf Mem Aleph Mem Aleph. Mechapeset is a mikre shehashor harag shelosh anashim v'lo niskal b'pam rishona. Namely, how do you ever get to be a shor hamuad l'retzichat anashim? Ki b'pam rishona shehashor rotzeach memitim oto. Hargim et hashor. Rishor niskal. So that's the famous Gemara we saw. The Gemara says, Mem Aleph and Mem Aleph. You kill the Tam after he kills an animal, how will you ever get to Mord? This is the Gemara's question. We had all the answers. You know, ran away. You have one animal in your herd. We'll see the Gemara a little bit later. So Tosfos has the following question. Tosfos says, Dibra Maschel Me'achra Demitam, in the middle of Tosfos. Maybe Tosfos asks a question implicitly, but I'll articulate the question. Why don't we say that the Baal himself confessed to three murders of people through his shor? Monday said, my shor murdered someone. Tuesday came to Beis and my shor murdered someone. Wednesday comes to Beis and my shor murdered someone. On none of those days can you kill the animal, because in order to kill the animal, you need real edim. Let's assume that kofar or sichas hashor is like a knas, and modeh b'knas is pater, and the payment's going to be chatzi nezek. So why don't we say that the Baal came three times and testified? So Tosva says, V'gam beharag gimel pe'amim al p'nei ba'alav. Al p'nei ba'alav means where he saw it. Doesn't say hodah, but al p'nei ba'alav, where the Baal saw it. But maybe let's say Tosva means, as other Rishonim say, not only did he see it, but he came to Beis Din. Just see something, who says you really took it seriously? But if you saw it and you reported to Beis Din, then you saw it seriously. You absorb the information. V'gam behara gimel pa'amim al p'nei ba'ilav lo havi muad ki de'amrinan beperek sheni ein hashor na'ase muad ad she'idu bo b'fnei ba'ilim u'b'fnei Beis Din. Three ingredients. Ya'idu, b'fnei ba'ilim, no ifs, ands, or buts, b'fnei Beis Din. Obviously, ya'idu, b'fnei Beis Din, b'fnei ba'ilim sequentially. You need edus, you need Beis Din, you need the guy to be there. Those are the three requirements. No ifs, ands, or buts. You can't skip steps, says Tosfos. More clearly, the Ravid, and I'll give you all the Rishonim, because it was in the end of a previous year, so we had crunched in a lot of Makaros. If you have a Ravid, see it. If not, I'll just read it, because it's a very, very clear Ravid. You can find it here. It's just a clear Ravid. Mem Aleph. I saw it in a different Ravid. Now it's going to be hard to find it. I saw it in my Ravid at home, which is a different text. Here. Venerally, it's in Dibra Maschil, it's a long rivet. Dibra Maschil, Ravina Amar. Venerally, she'ein hada elam et pi edim, kitachsiv, vehuad bivalav. Ein huad, Elaloshon Eidus, right? It's one of the beautiful double entendres of Parshas Mishpatim, right? What does the word v'huad bivalav mean? Muad or Eidus? The answer is both. It becomes a muad through Eidus. V'huad bivalav, right? The Kodesh Baruch Hu takes these two concepts and slips them into one word. V'huad bivalav, becoming a muad through Eidus. Avol shelo al pi edim li'olam ein nase muad. Afal pi shehis hiru beizdin gimel pa'amim al piv. Afal pi, listen to this last line. Shehis hiru beizdin gimel pa'amim al piv. Yeah, so you came to Beis Din on Monday, my shor killed someone. You came to Beis Din on Tuesday, shor killed. Beis Din on Wednesday, shor killed someone. Beis Din says, Yassi, we're not going to kill your shor because we don't have Eidus. We can't kill a shor without Eidus. This is a das bal din. But you should know something. Take it seriously, Yassi. You got to murder a shor on your hands. And then on Thursday, the shor goes out and kills someone. You're super poshea. You yourself confessed. Beis Din warned you. And yet, you can't become a mord until you go through the process of Eidus and Beis Din. So the Ravid and Tosfos and the Rashba and Daf Mem Aleph make it sound like we need Beis Din, Eidim, Beis Din, and Befanav as the mechanism to create Shem Ward. As opposed to the Rabbeinu Peretz. Rabbeinu Peretz says, why doesn't, if you have Rabbeinu Peretz see it, if not I'll just explain it to you, a paraphrase, why doesn't, again, the big question, how do we get to this conversation or Mem Aleph, Alex? Why does the Gemara suggest three murders through Hodas Baldin, which you wouldn't kill the animal, but the animal would be a mord. We're looking for that special case where you don't kill the animal the first three rounds, and it becomes a mord. How can you not kill the animal the first three rounds? The Gemara has its three or four answers. Why don't you just say that the guy confessed on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, we couldn't kill the animal, then on Thursday, the animal killed, so with Adam, and now we want to pick over. So the Tosfos Rabbeinu Peretz says, you know why the Gemara couldn't say that? Because we're always operating under the notion that Palgan Iskas Kenasa. Follow the train. And if Palaganiska is Kenasa, then Hodah about Tom is meaningless, because we can't execute it. And since Hodah about Tom is meaningless, we discount the Hodah of Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. We wipe it off the slate. It's like it never happened. And that's why the case can't happen. But the Rabbeinu Peretz says, if you hold Palaganiska Mamona, we'll see Rapapa later today. Rapapa held Palaganiska Mamona. Then Hodah b'tam is chayiv, and you can have a case where the animal killed three times through Hodas Baldin, becoming a mort to kill people, and being alive for the fourth murder. Okay, it's a bit of a long Rabbeinu Peretz. I'll just read a couple lines for you. Rabbeinu Peretz says, "V'im tomar hechi lukmi tziyur masel v'chemiachar kigon shagimah par misharim haragal pi bailim." Why can't you just say that the bailim confessed for the first three times? Dasha lav bar katalahu. The Yesh Lomar, the Lamandi Amar Palganiska Knasa, loving word Bahachi. Kiman de Ein Lachayiv O Mamon Benegicha de Tamas Balpeha Bailim, Palganiska Knasa, Hachinami Ein Liado Al Yadam Shenegichos de Tamas Haizalpi Bailim. This is a big Kaddish, which we'll talk about a little bit later. If Hodas Baldin can't be Machayiv Chatzin Ezek because Chatzin Ezek is a Knas, then Hodas like it didn't happen. We would say the Hodah happened, but he's just not Chayiv. He's assuming that if the Hodah is not Mechayiv anything, then it's like it doesn't happen. It's a Hodah that doesn't have any impact in Beis Din, consider Hodah. When I come to Beis Din, I say, oh, my animal killed. But we can't do anything about it because Hodah is built in Mordor B'Knas is Pater, Mordor B'Kofar is Pater, I can't be Mechayiv the animal to kill, Mordor B'Shan is Pater, Mordor B'Chasin is Pater. So can we still say, well, wait a second, but at least you were Moda, and since you're Moda, let's process the Mord? Or we say, no, if your Hodah doesn't net any Chayiv, then it's like it doesn't happen. It doesn't happen, can you low data? He assumes that. Read it again. The chivin dein lechayvo mamam benegicha de tamas balpeh habaylim paganiska kenasa hachinami ein liyado al yadam de l'shavi emor nami alagicha de tamas chashiv kenas. Okay, that's an interesting line. I'm not going to go into right now. That's a key line of Rabbeinu Peretz. L'shavi emor nami alagicha de tamas chashiv kenas. We'll see this later in Rashi. But he says, for our purposes right now, we'll see this later. V'shamin on l'repapa, the end of Rabbeinu Peretz, the end of the piece. Repapa who holds Palganiska Mamona, Imkein, Mishkachas LaShapir. We can have another case to answer the Gemara's question of Mem Aleph. Repapa holds Palganiska Mamona. So what would happen if you came day one and said my animal killed someone? And day two you said my animal killed someone. And day three you said your animal killed someone. Those would be bona fide legitimate hodos, because had they occurred for Mamon to say would be Bechayev Mamon, because Palganiska Mamona, I'm Moda Bechatzinezek Tam is Chayev. Those hodos would register. We couldn't kill the animal, because you can't kill an animal, P.O. Das, Atzmo, Das, Baldin. Then the animal could become a shor to kill people after three self-confessed Negichos of murder, It could live to the fourth murder because we'd never kill it, and it could be a mur to murder other people. Namely, according to the Beinu Peretz, listen to the following word, you can leapfrog Beis Din and Edim. At least you can leapfrog Edim. You don't need Edim in order to become a mur. All you need is information that's registered in Beis Din. Now, just so happens that Hodas Baal Din typically is not information that's registered in Beis Din because we discounted the Mandiyam Paganiska Knasa. But if we held Paganiska Mimona, then that's information that is registered in Beis Din by the Baal Din, not by Edim. So one thing you see from the Beinu Peretz, you can pull Edim out of the equation. You don't need Edim. That's very different from the Mukha Yosef, that you need Edim, the person has to be there. So from this Beinu Peretz, it may sound that Mu'ad is not really a Chaloshim. And that's why you can create a Mu'ad through Hodas Baal Din. Unless you say that what? Can anyone solve the problem the other way? Why would I still say that you need Edus, but you can make a Mu'ad through Hodas Baal Din? Maybe. What? Maybe what? Maybe Hodas Baal Din is Edus. What's the lesson of the Gemara? Hodas Baal Din came Edim Nami. Right. So this is Excelsis' answer. So it says if Hodas Baal Din is like Edus, then you really have Edus here. And by utilizing Hodas Baal Din to create a Mord, you're not leapfrogging Edus, you're just providing a substitute Edus, an alternative Edus. So if you assume Hodas Baal Din is not Edus, it's just a Mechayev, and the Rebbeinu Peretz allows Hodas Baal Din to create a Mord, then you come to the conclusion you can create a Mord without Edim. If you hold that Hodas Baal Din is Edim, then you may not have such a big Chiddush, because Hodas Baal Din may be Edim. That's a deeper question of the Sukkah. Okay, so question number two in our sugya is, can you make a mu'ad through Hodas Baal Din? Tosfos and the Ravid say no, because you need Beis Din and Edim. So that sounds a lot like Chal Hashem, because you need all three components, Edim, Beis Din, and Befanav, Befei Baal Din. With the Rabbeinu Peretz, you can. Is that because Hodas Baal Din is Edim? Is that because you don't need Edim? If you don't need Edim, does it prove you don't need Chal Hashem? Or maybe Beis Din creates the Chal Hashem? But the Beinu Peretz moves away from this three-part requirement of Edus, Bifanav, and Beis Din. You don't need Edus. The same question emerges as to, question number three is, what type of Beis Din do you need? When I say what type of Beis Din, I mean, in the days that we no longer had a Beis Din Shel Smuchim. So the Gemara in Bava Kamma gives a long, long list of things which non-Smuchim Beis Din can still perform. Anyone know the name of what do you call that? I put it on the WhatsApp. What do we call Shlichus Tzadik Avdina? But there are certain things they can do and certain things they can't do for Shlichus Tzadik. It's called Beis Din B'Bavel. Bavel is like a catchphrase for Beis Din She'enem Smuchim. It doesn't have to be Bavel. It could be Spain. It could be anywhere. What can a non-Smuchim Beis Din do? What can a Beis Din without Smicha, without Mumcha, right? I don't have Smicha, as I told you. My Smicha is not real Smicha. My Smicha, which makes the whole question of women's Smicha, more of a Masara question rather than a Halacha question. Right? My Masara means that I studied for many years, and my Rabbanim said, now you can issue Psak, and you're not in violation of the Isser of being Mara Halacha Bifnei Rabbah. You can't be Mara Halacha, you can't give a Psak Bifnei Rabbah, whatever Bifnei Rabbah means, in his vicinity, in his location. So when I received my Smicha, which says Yora Yora, it's them giving me permission and being mochel, because they recognize my aptitude, that I've covered enough information, now you can give a psak. And it's not in violation of Talmud al Yorub if they rabbo. Real smicha was Ishmi Piyash and Moshe Rabbeinu, which gave you the right to kill people, and to prosecute, and to impose, and to all that. I don't have that ability. I just have information, and I'd like to give the information until I have smicha. Again, I can answer your question in the basic matters, but to function as a rav, and to give psak, and to direct people in a consistent, systematic fashion, you need permission. So smicha is really permission, but in those days, smicha was the undisturbed, coronation or accreditation from Moshe Rabbeinu all the way down. And we lost the smicha sometime in the early period of the Gemara. So what can we do in Bavel? What can we do in Bavel? The Gemara says on Pei Dalet, a long list. And then Rava, and Rava is very, very iconic, because there's a lot of statements of Rava in Bava Kamma, so we can trace Rava based on what he says in other Gemaras. Rava says, okay, let's pick up one daf, Pei Dalet Amud Beis. The Amar Rava, this is about nine lines down, end of the line, Shor Shehizik Ein Govin Osel Bebava. that if a shor damages, you can't collect it in bavel, meaning without a basin of smuchim. He says, what do you mean? We have other gemaras that say you can litigate bava kama in bava without smuchim. So at one point the gemara says, the line beginning with v'katani, ein govan esel bebavel, amri hasam bitam, hacha bimuad. If the animal is a muad, then you can prosecute in bava. But if the animal is a tam, then you can't prosecute. Where it says, wait a second. V'amarava ein muad bebavel, amri de yayit hasam. But the animal became a muad somewhere else and then came to Eretz Yisrael. So Rava has the statement called Ein Muad Bebavel. What does Rava mean when he says Ein Muad Bebavel? Why can't I create a Muad? If the animal's already a Muad, let's say it became a Muad in Eretz Yisrael, I can prosecute in Bavel. If the animal's a Tam, namely, the gore's his first time, of course I can't prosecute it in Bavel, because payment for a Tam is a Knas, an Ein Knas Os Bebavel. I should have said that earlier. You can't prosecute Knas in Bavel. So if the animal's a Tam, I can't prosecute the Chasin Ezek, because Ein Dinah Dinah Knas Os Bebavel. The animals are muad already from Eretz Yisrael, the smuchim in Eretz Yisrael came to Bavel, I can prosecute the Nezek Shalim. But why can't an animal become a muad? Why can't I turn an animal to a muad? Forget making a Pechatzi Nezek. Gor is once in Bavel, okay, receive Eidus, I can't prosecute the Knas. Gor is twice, receive Eidus, can't prosecute the Knas. Gor is the third time, can't prosecute the Knas. Now Gor is the fourth time. Why can't it morph into a muad in Bavel? What does Rava mean when he says Ein Muad Bebavel? Ani mivin lama ein govin chasin nezek bebavel, ki chasin nezek is a knas, for ein dan adina knas is bebavel. Ani mivin lama mishalmim lama govin muad im habeim afchaliot muad beretz Yisrael bevala bebavel, ki habeim akvar muad, vemuad ze nezek shalim, begovin nezek shalim bebavel. Aval atalich shal hada'a, lama hatalich hazeh lo matim lebavel. So let's see Rashi. Rashi, dibur masal ein muad bebavel. The chivan de minagichos de timeless lo maisina la de beidina, hechimiadle. Mato in Rashi. Haedus al nagichas tam bebavel, lo tovil won't lead letashlumi. Ve'im, the same thing we saw in the Bein HaPeretz. Ve'im ha edus, in the Bein HaPeretz, Alex, we talked about hodah, that hodah doesn't work even in Eretz Yisrael because mar beknas. So hodah for tam is meaningless. Now, no, we're not just talking about hodah, we're talking about real edus. But real edus for tam won't work in bubble, because in bubble they can't collect knas, so they can't collect chasin as a knas in bubble. So since the edus in bubble for time one, time two, and time three won't work, Rashi says, let me just finish the sentence so everyone can grab it. So here's a big chiddush in Rashi, which he shares with the Rabbeinu Peretz. We discount the hodah as like it didn't happen, and therefore there is no way to we discount the edus, it's like the edus didn't happen, because the edus wasn't edus ha-mechayevus, which we'll talk about a little bit later. Since the edus for goring 1, 2, and 3, we discount, we can never process an animal into a muad in bavel. Because the three stages of tam, we cannot receive legitimate halachic edus, because the edus won't be mechayev knas, the ein dan adina knas is in bavel. So according to Rashi, let me just summarize and I'll answer your question, there's nothing fundamental about a based in einam smuchim not being able to make a muad. If you ask me, fundamentally, does Basin need smicha to create muad? No. Basin doesn't have to be smuchim, just like they can collect loans, just like they can process shtaros. They can process the muad metamorphosis. The problem is, each time they receive the edus basically shrivels. Because edus in bavel can't lead to a chiyuv, because ein dan adina knas is in bavel. And edus that don't lead to a chiyuv, we discount for dini muad. So according to Rashi, Henry, it's technical. There's no fundamental reason that we need a basin of smuchin to create shei muad. Any basin will do. But we need a basin of smuchin for knas. And the road to muad is knas paved. So therefore, I can't get to muad because I can only get to muad through three edus on chatzin nezek tam. And since I can't collect the knas, I discount the edus. Does everyone see the logic in Rashi? There's no fundamental requirement for a basin of smuchin for muad. What I do need is, I need three edus. I need the edus from chayiv knas, and basin and bavel can't litigate knas, so I never get to muad. I never get to the muad root. Alex?
Can we read Tosfos on Kaf Dalet?
Yes, very good. We'll see that. We'll see it later. We'll see it later. For sure. Many people read it into Rashi, but that's a different stage of the conversation. That's the most extreme stage. Who disagreed with Rashi? What? Rambam, maybe, but who famously disagreed with Rashi in much more explicit terms? Reb Chaim. That piece of Reb Chaim that I gave you, in which he answers a student wanted to learn Rava's halacha this way, and therefore wanted to prove, his goal was to prove that Rava holds Palgan is Katnasa. Because we don't really know what Rava held. We know what Rapapa held. We know that Ravina Bridger Yeshua held, but we don't really know whether Rava held Paganiska Knesset Paganiska Mamona. He never clocked in with his opinion. So a Talmud of Reb Chaim wanted to prove, you see, Rava says there can't be a Mord metamorphosis in Bavel. You know why? Because Chatzi Nezek is Knas, and therefore the Eidos and Chatzi Nezek Tam would always be Eidos that can't Alex lead to a Chiv. We discount it. Exactly like Rashi said. So this Talmud didn't just want to learn the Gemara like Rashi, but he wanted to prove from learning the Gemara like Rashi that Rava must hold Paganiska Knesset, because if he holds Paganiska Mamona, then the Eidos can be effective, and you can have a Mord process in Bavel. And what did Reb Chaim say? Reb Chaim said it has nothing to do with Paganiska Knesset, Paganiska Mamona. You can hold Paganiska's Mamona. You can hold that Eidos on Tam in Bavel will lead to Chatzi Nezek as Paganiska Mamona. And therefore you can be Gove Chatzi Nezek in Bavel, because it's not a Knas. Reb Chaim said, since Eidim and Beis Din are actively creating the Chaloshe Mord, that transformation can only be implemented by a Beis Din Esmuchin. You need a level of smicha to create the Chaloshe change. Normally, I see Beis Din is passive. What do I mean Beis Din is passive? Their role is to receive and process testimony and to reach conclusions. That's passive. Namely, their two roles are clarifying what happened, receiving the Eidos, and using the information to reach a decision of what happened, right? So if Azariah and Gavriel have a machlokus, have a dispute, we process the Eidim, and once we process the Eidim, we have truth. We assume if the Eidim, let's say, support Gavriel, we now know that Azariah took $100 from Gavriel, so you know what? We're not making you chayiv. You know what makes you chayiv to pay Azariah? The fact that you borrowed money. We're not making you chayiv. You're just chayiv because of an event that happened. Our job is purely clarification and, of course, enforcement. Beis Din is not creating anything in a normal loans, contracts, hodos, halvos. We're not changing anyone's status. We're just clarifying what happened. What's mechayiv you? There you took money. You loaned money. You made a shtar. That level for Beis Din to clarify can be executed by a Beis Din that doesn't have smicha. If Beis Din's role is purely leveruri, just to clarify what happened, we don't have Beis Din of smicha. But what happens when Beis Din's role is not just to clarify, but to actively change someone's status or something's status? That capacity only exists with smicha. To give you a shame mord, you, your animal, a shame mord, we need a Beis Din of smuchin. And therefore, the fact that Rava said on Daf Pei Dalet, ein mord bebavel, doesn't show that he holds Paganiska Knesset, like Rashi said. He could hold Paganiska Mamono, like Rav Papa said, against the Bridge issue on Daf Tesvav. Why can't you go through a Mord process in Bavel if the first time you'll pay Chatzi Nezek and the second time you'll pay Chatzi Nezek with Eidos and the third time you'll pay Chatzi Nezek with Eidos? So why can't you go through a Mord process? Answer is, that abracadabra, you're now a Mord, that statement to transform the animal status can only be executed by a Beis Din of Smuch. And that's how Reb Chaim learned the Rambam. Again, the Rambam is very simple. He didn't really explain anything. That's how Reb Chaim quoted the Rambam. Namely, there's a machlokas, sounds to me like a machlokas between Rashi and Reb Chaim. But how to understand Rava? Maybe Rashi disagreed with the whole Chaloshem business. Or maybe Rashi said that even though Mord is a Chaloshem, you don't need smicha. But for whatever reason, Reb Chaim took two assumptions. A, becoming a Mord is a Chaloshem. Two, to impose the new Chaloshem, you need a base of a smicha. And therefore, Rava's statement, Ein Mord B'Bavel, was independent of whether Paganiska and Mamona, Paganiska Knesset. That's the third chiddush. I'll write it on a board in a moment. Sounds like Tosfos also holds like Rashi. Remember Tosfos on Daf Chav Dalet, a small little Tosfos. Chav Dalet Amin Aleph, Bifnei Beis Din. Remember, there are three parts to this statement. A, you need Eidos. B, you need Bifanov. C, you need Beis Din. So when the Gemara talks about Bifnei Beis Din, what does Tosfos say? Zeo Misvara. Demiya Kabal Eidos and Lov Bifnei Beis Din. You see Tosfos deflating the role of Beis Din? Reb Chaim would not agree with his Tosfos. In fact, he quotes the Tosfos, he disagrees with it. What do you mean, Mia Kabbalah? You need Beis Din just because of Eidos? You need Beis Din to transform the animal. And in fact, Reb Chaim says, not just you need Beis Din, you need Beis Din of Smuchin. Super Beis Din. What is Tosfos doing saying? You know why you need Beis Din? Because you need Eidos. Why do you need Eidos? Who knows? Maybe just to warn the guy. Okay, now you need Eidos, you need Beis Din. Because Eidos without Beis Din is not Eidos. What is Tosfos doing? Why does he do that? You need a basin. Vord bevalov. Kzeres hakasev. Rivet. So you're starting to see this question playing out on many different fronts. Front number one, how adamant are we about the presence? Front number two, can we use Hodas Baldin? Front number three is, what type of Beis Din, I'm abstracting now, what type of Beis Din do you need for Mord? Reb Chaim said a super Beis Din. That's why you can't have it in Bavel, because you don't have a super Beis Din in Bavel. Rashi said any Beis Din. So if any Beis Din can create Shem Mord, then why can't you have Mord in Bavel? For technical reasons, because every time you have the Eidos, it won't lead to anything, because Chatzin Ezek is Knas, and therefore, if we play the same game as Rabbeinu Peretz, then according to Rashi, can there be a Mord process according to Reb Papa in Bavel? Answer is yes, because what does Reb Papa hold? Pagan Iska Mimona. And in Bavel, where you don't have Smucha, you can process Mammon. So on Monday, when Edom come and say the animal gored, you make him pay Chatzinezek, Mimona. On Tuesday, when Edom come and say the animal gored, you make him pay money, Chatzinezek, Mimona. On Wednesday, Chatzinezek, Mimona. Now you have a Mord. So according to Rashi, you don't really need a super Beis Din. The only reason you can't get to Mord is because the path is obstructed, because you need real Eidos, that's Mechayev, as you said, Alex, and Eidos in Bava won't be Mechayev Chatzinezek, around the Alpagan and Zekhnasa. Just like the Rabbeinu Peretz said that you really need Hodah Mechayevus, and that's why Hodas Baldin won't work, not because fundamentally you need Eidim, but because Hodas Baldin just doesn't work as a Mord B'Knasas Pater, if you're Alpagan and Zekhnasa, according to Rabbeinu Peretz. Okay, so what the Rabbeinu Peretz is discussing about Hodas Baldin, Rashi is discussing even by Eidos. If Eidos won't work, then it can't be part of a Mord process. Alex, the fourth part of the Sugya, and the final part of the Sugya, is what you alluded to. The very, 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 very strange Tosfos on Daf Chaf Dalet Amud Beis, which I'll talk about just for a minute or two, then we'll learn some Mesilas Yesharim, and then we'll break for till 12 o'clock. We'll have Shia at 12 o'clock today. Okay? What does Tosfos say, Chaf Dalet? Let's read the Tosfos together. It's a famous, world famous Tosfos. Okay? But this Tosfos has to come last, not first. Right? If you want an easy way to prove that Mord is not just Hochacha and Nisraglis, you read Tosfos, but that's just skipping the Sugya. Right? What's the easiest proof that three gorings are not just Hochacha or, what's the word I'm looking for, conditioning? It's just Tosfos. Because Tosfos says, the end of Dibra Maschal B'Makirin V'Tema. Delo Mishani She'ein Makirin Hashor HaMenugach Inami She'nagach Shal Shal Hefker O Shal Kanani. Again, I'm resetting the conversation. The question was, remember those three Edim that came together and they're all one Eid Zomim team and they're all going to pay for the Nezek Shalein escalation? And the question was, how did the last guys know? You know, maybe the last guys are just coming through Mechayev Chatzin Nezek, not to be part of some larger conspiracy. The first two groups of Edim, they're obviously conspiratorial, because why would they be coming and talking about older Negichos while we're prosecuting this late Negich of Levi? But the third group says, we're innocent Eidim, we came to Beis Din, we just want to pay Chatzin Ezek, and what do we know about a larger conspiracy? Don't make us part of this Eidim Zelman team. The Basrai, even if they come on the same day. So the Gemara is hunting for situations where the Basrai are also shady. Well, we know you guys are coming as part of a larger conspiracy because you're making signals at each other, Ramzim Rumzay, you're coming all together, or you're not identifying the Shor HaNogeach because you just say there's some Shor there, and when you can't identify the Shor HaNogeach, there's no Chatzin Ezek is Megufo, we have no baseline for payment. Tosa says, I have another way to prove that the third group is also conspiratorial. How do I know? Let's say they can't identify the victim. They come to Beis Din, they're the third set, they say this Shor, they know the exact Shor, it's Betsy, this Shor that has gored three times. This Shor gored an animal, or twice, right? This Shor has gored an animal. We don't really know what animal it gored. So if you don't know what animal it gored, why are you coming to Beis Din? We can't even start thinking about payment. Oh, you must be conspiratory. You must be a part of a larger conspiracy. Or they say, this animal killed an animal of Hefker. Animal of Hefker, there's no payment. Why heck are you coming to Beis Din? Oh, you're coming to Beis Din, you're part of a larger conspiracy. Oh, killed an animal of a guy. In those days, you didn't collect the damned animal of a guy. Obviously, today, Mishum Eva, we would, but days of Chazal, they didn't. Beis Din Psukim, Shariyeo. Why are you coming to Beis Din? There's no payment. You can't identify the Shara, the victim. You can't, it's a Hefker, it's Kanani. Why does the Gemara say that's an option where we know the third group of Edom are coming for a larger conspiracy, not just innocently to Mechayev Chatzin Ezek, because there's no Chatzin Ezek payment? Vitema. Maybe, no, they come to Beis Din and they say, your Betsy killed your other animal. So there's not going to be any payment here, but obviously conspiring to make this a Shor Mord. And you're part of the Eid Zelim conspiracy. So based on this question, Tosfos says something amazing. It's a good question. It's an interesting question, right? So based on this question, Tosa says something amazing. Tosa says, the Amari, the Shema Ein Ha, the Shema, Ein Hadamo Elas Ella Bivnei Chiyuv. The Lakach Lo Matzi Lameim Hashem Makir Mashar Manugach the Ein Makir and Shema Havi Kanani Hafka. Tosa says, if the Eidus doesn't lead to a Chiyuv, it can't be an Eidus on the way to Mord. If Eidus and Negicha number one doesn't lead to a Chiyuv Chatzi Nezek, or Eidus and Negicha number two doesn't lead to a Chatzi Nezek, it can't be considered Eidus and Mord. Becoming a Mord means that three times in Beis Din, in front of the person, Eidus was rendered that led to a verdict, a guilty verdict. If the Eidus doesn't lead to a guilty verdict, it can't be an Eidus for Mord. Wow. Why not? Said in more simpler terms. Let's say Adam came and said, your animal killed a Hefker Shor on Sunday. And then your animal killed a Gayish Shor on Tuesday and Monday. And your animal killed a Shor right next to you in your own flock on Tuesday. We now know this animal to be super aggressive. Not only that, it's got an appetite. It likes Hefker Shors. It likes non-Jewish Shors. It likes Zone Shors. It's got a very, very, very interesting appetite for goring. You have an aggressive animal. You know about it. You're a Poshea. The only way to read this Ri in this Tosfos, and that's why people sometimes when they just want a quick express way to learn the sugya, they just quote Tosfos rather than working it out for a week and a half. The only way to learn the Ri is to say two things. One thing familiar, and one thing now here's the Chiddush. And then we'll just remind ourselves, Alex, that could be what Rashi's saying back in Pei Dalet. Obviously, morphing into a mood is not just indicative of its aggression, proving that it's aggressive, becoming aggressive. Who cares whether the Gorings ended up in a guilty verdict? Evidently, becoming a Mord means changing the status of the animal. And therefore, you don't just need formal halachos and staged halachos and based in. This is like the most extreme chiddush in the sugya. That's why it's last. And here's the chiddush. Okay? Now listen carefully, this is the big chiddush of the day. It's a small chiddush, but it's the only thing that's like not obvious, shouldn't be, isn't obvious. If I ask myself, in this setup, these are the Eidim, this is Beis Din, here's the person representing his shor. Okay, he's standing there to receive the Shem Mord. Who creates, or maybe the shor is there, and he saw it off his picture. Which of these two, the Beis Din or the Eidim, create the Shem Mord? We know that it's the creation of a Chal Hashem. Otherwise, you wouldn't need guilty verdict, Negichos. That's obvious. But now I want to be a little bit more specific. Is it the Eidim that are creating the Chal Hashem, and you just need Beis Din to host Eidim? Or it's the Beis Din, like a Chaim said, that's actively creating the Chal Hashem, and that's where you need a Beis Din of Smuchin. That's a question I was like hinting to you throughout the last couple of days. I've been playing both sides of the equation. This three-part process, or this two-part process, Eidim and Beis Din with the person there, that shows that it's a Chal Hashem change, possibly. But now I'm digging a little deeper. Who's creating the Chal Hashem change, the Eidim or the Beis Din? According to this Tosfos, what would you say? Can anyone abstract it? Eidim or Beis Din? What do you get from this Tosfos? Because?
Because if there has to be some chiyuv, if there has to be some chiyuv that the Baal Shor has to pay, then...
Excellent. I'll give you better language, but you're correct logically. Eidim or Eidim, whether it leads to a guilty verdict or not. Whether their Eidus ends up creating a conviction in no way bears upon their Eidus. Once they say their Eidus Noam and it's processed, Rishu V'chakiru, except the Eidus is Eidus. If Eidus alone were enough to create a Chal Hashem, then why would I need a guilty verdict? But what Alex is saying, if I need Beis Din, then maybe until I have Hamada Bedin, Beis Din really hasn't shifted into operation. Because when does Beis Din start to be active? When you have Hamada Bedin, when they say Yechayiv, Chayiv Atav Leitin Lo. The Gemara has different versions of Gemara Din. Chayiv Atav Leitin Lo, Tzeitin Lo. I don't know if you've seen the Gemara in Bava Kamma, but it occurs in different places. That's when Beis Din start to have an active role. So who? Look at my mouth. Who's actually creating the Chal Hashem Mord? Eidim or Beis Din. Again, for most of the sugya, it's not really important to make that distinction because it's all one. It's Eidim and Beis Din. You need a strong Beis Din. You need Eidim, not a Das Bal Din. You've got to be Befanav. It's all just one package. Eidim, Befanav, Beis Din. Eidim, Befanav, Beis Din. Is it technical to make sure he absorbs the Hasra properly? Or is it fundamental? Because Eidim, Beis Din, Befanav. But by Tosfos saying you need a guilty verdict, he may be tipping his hat that it's the Beis Din, which sounds like Reb Chaim agrees. Reb Chaim just says it out of nowhere. You don't. Reb Chaim didn't say it in response to anything. Reb Chaim just said it. But it sounds like it's Dafka Beis Din and not Eidim. That's the way it sounds like from Chaim's response. But again, these are all things that were written down. Baal Peh didn't write these things. These are things that a Talmud heard from him and wrote down. Yes, I'm sorry.
Could you also look at Tosfos and say that the Eidus isn't real Eidus unless it's...
That's hard. That's not really true in Shas. In Shas, Eidus is Eidus once Drusha V'Chakir happens. That's the point at which it becomes Eidus. Why do I need it to lead to a guilty verdict?
Perhaps you need a more fundamentally significant form of Eidus.
Right, so the loose word is significant. You have to define what significant is. The Pashas is to say what Alex is saying. You have a machayev. Okay? So these are our four poles for this question. This is the third pillar of the sugya. You need Eidus, Befanav, and Beis Din. Can we say, that's just, make sure he has a Hasra. Sounds that way from Tosfos, possibly. Sounds that way from Rashi a little bit in Bava Basra. Just, why do you need Befanav? So the guy should have a chance to respond. Again, you could, just because you argue in one of them doesn't mean you ignore Chaloshem. You could just have a Chaloshem without Befanav, a Chaloshem. But the fact that I need Befanav, and Eidim, real Eidim, and Beis Din, and a super Beis Din, and possibly a super Beis Din that ends in a verdict, all these things taken together move the Mu'ad status from just Hochacha and Berur to a Chaloshem change that needs a formal process of Eidim while the guy's standing there, super Beis Din, for Beis Din to be involved. Question number one, do you need Befanav? Why would you need Befanav? Rashi says logistical. Tosa says Gezeras HaKasav, he doesn't explain it. And Bukhi Yossi puts his fist down and says, much more strict than normal. Number two, can you use Hodas Baldin? Tosa and the Rivas say no. Tosa Bein Apparat says, in theory, you could, as long as it was a legitimate Hodah. It just so happens that Hodah, the first three times, since it's not Mechayev Chatzin as a Knas, it's not really a Hodah. Hodah that doesn't lead to any Chiv is nothing. But in theory, if you hold Pagnis Kimon and Hodah would lead to a Chiv, then you can create a more through Hodah's Baldin. Question number three, what type of Beis Din? Ein Mu'ad B'Bavel, because you need a Beis Din of Siluchin, the Rambam? Or Ein Mu'ad B'Bavel, because the road to Mu'ad is paved with Chatzin as a Knas, and in Govim Knas B'Bavel, so the Eidus that doesn't lead to a Knas. Question number four, do you need Eidus or Negichos, or Eidus or Negichos that lead to a Chiv? According to Tosfos, you need Eidus or Negichos that lead to a Chiv. Alex wants to write Tosfos and Chav Dalet back into Rashi and Pei Dalet. The Rashi says that Eidus in Bavel on Chatzin Nezek Tam isn't considered Eidus because it's not Mechayev anything. If it's not Mechayev anything, it can't be Eidus or Mu'ad. It sounds like Rashi is very similar to Tosfos. I'll leave it to you to think about how could you say Tosfos without saying Rashi? Can you accept because Tosfos is much more extreme? It doesn't bother me so much that Tosfos would say it. It bothers me a lot that Rashi would say it. So how could I say that on Tosfos, okay, I understand that in those cases it doesn't count, but I'm not necessarily going to feel that Rashi will say that. Rashi will have a different reason for why Eidos and Chatzin Nesek Tam is not considered Eidos at least to Mu'ad. I'll let you to think about that a little bit. Okay? Okay. We'll learn a little Mesilas Yesharim now. And then, just today again, I don't know how much time we'll have, we're basically going to focus on our Papa and Ribsvit. Okay? Again, this is Lamed Zayin, so there are even fewer Rishonim than there are on the first two Parakim. But try to, again, follow the methodology. Try to find, again, since you spent some time in it, I know the Gemara was hard, what's the simple pshat? What's the less apparent pshat? Try to give a chiddush for the less apparent pshat. Try to think about some of the other Gemaras on the chessboard. Hint, hint, Memhei Amud Beis. Hint, hint, Beis Amud Beis. Two Gemaras that everyone has to take account for. Think about those two. Tosfos and Memalo talks about that. So this is a nice small sugya. It's about ping-ponging which shita holds what. Obviously, I want you to think about Reb Papa and Mizvid about this Mu'ad question. Is Mu'ad Hochacha / Hergel is Mu'ad Chaloshem? But in each shita, Reb Mizvid feels you can have a universal Mu'ad. What about this Gemara where you can't have a universal Mu'ad? How would he answer that Gemara? Reb Papa says you can have a universal Mu'ad. Well, what about this case where he himself agrees it could be a universal Mu'ad? So try to use the exceptions, playing your kryptonite logic, to prove the rule. Oh, but based on this exception, I can understand what Reb Papa was saying. Based on this exception, I can understand what Reb Mizvid was saying. Okay, so don't get out of your lane. Don't feel like to read a million Makaris. Just think about Reb Papa, think about Mizvid, universal Mu'ad, species-specific Mu'ad, which one you take. what you'd say, how each one solves all the internal problems based on the other Gemaras. Okay, let's talk a little bit about the Midah of Zerizus, and I'm going to make a deal with you.